Welcome to Kai's Kid Corner. Today we're talking about Komodo Dragon. I'm shaking.
Why are you shaking?
Because Komodo Dragon is so scary.
It is a big predator.
It is the biggest monitor lizard.
It is.
Hey. It's so scary.
Now, before we talk about the Komodo Dragons, would you like to give a shout out to your friends?
Hello, Mr. Blackbell. Hello, Mrs. Rocky. Hello, Ranch. Hello, Miles. Hello, Tris. Hi, Helgi.
Ready to get started?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you already said that the Komodo dragon is the largest monitor lizard, right?
I already said that.
Mm-hmm. So it's not a dragon?
No.
Does it breathe fire?
No! It would breathe fire if it were a fairy tale, of course.
In a fairy tale, it would? Mm-hmm. Why do they call it a dragon?
Because it resembles a dragon.
Can you describe it a bit more?
Its scales are armor.
Yes, so the scales are made of tiny bones, right? What are those bones called?
Osteoderms.
So what's the point of having all these scales on their skin?
For protection from other dragons' claws, because they are sharp.
So it's basically an armor. Are Komodo dragons fast or slow?
They can run up to 11 miles per hour. I would not want to get chased by one because I can...
I'm pretty sure you can run faster than 11 miles per hour.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, you
I can run 12 miles per hour.
You can actually run much faster than that guy.
I can run 15 miles.
Maybe we should test it out, huh? But we should still not want to be chased by a Komodo dragon. Do you want to talk about their hunting behaviors now or not yet?
Yes.
Okay.
They hunt near a watering hole because the bird comes through the watering hole.
So
a water buffalo comes, and then the Komodo dragon waits for it to drink, and then, bam, it grabs its prey out of nowhere like the prey didn't see it, and then it just ambushes, like attacked it, like out of nowhere.
So they ambush their prey near water holes.
Mm-hmm.
How do they detect their prey?
With their tongue. So they lie near the water hole very, very quietly, and they lower themselves down until the prey comes walking. And then they say.
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned that they use their tongue to smell, right?
And
how far can they detect their food?
6 miles away.
That's
but what if the prey is farther from than 6 miles away? They have to stick their tongues out many times and stick it to the head side.
They can also actively hunt and walk around and stick out their tongue to detect prey. That's right.
One time, Gorman even came face to face with a Komodo dragon.
What animals do they prey upon?
I already mentioned one.
Okay, what other animals?
Wild buffalo, wild pig, deer.
Anything else?
And other lizards.
Yeah. So we already know that they use their tongue
as a nose. They use their tongue as a nose.
Mm-hmm. What else is special inside their mouth?
They have venomous gunk.
The saliva?
Yeah, the saliva is also known as gunk. Can kill its prey.
That's right. The saliva contains a deadly bacteria.
Mm-hmm.
So and what happens when they bite the prey and infects the prey with that?
It dies.
Yeah. Can a Komodo dragon eat a lot?
Mm-hmm. They can eat up to 80% of their body weight in one meal. I would not eat that much.
You probably cannot know. How often do they eat?
After a big meal, they can go for a month without food.
Wow. How long can they live up to?
30 to 50 years. That's a lot.
Mm-hmm. Now, Kai, are Komodo dragons a reptile?
Yes.
So what does that mean?
They're cold-blooded, which means they can change their body temperature. So if it was cold, they would be cold. If it was warm, they would be warm. If it was sunny, if it was hot, they would be hot.
That's right. So during the day when it's too hot outside, what do they like to do?
Go in the shade.
Yeah. And when the weather cools down a bit, what do they try to do?
Go in the sun.
Mm-hmm. To warm up.
The sun a little bit sets.
Yeah. And where do Komodo dragons live?
In Komodo Island.
And where is that located?
In Indonesia.
Would you like to visit Komodo Island one day?
No, thanks.
Why not?
Komodo dragon.
What are they?
Beware. venomous.
That's true. Beware of Komodo dragons. They're very dangerous. When is a safe time to observe a Komodo dragon?
From a far distance.
From a far distance, yeah? Like at the zoo? Mm-hmm. Have you seen one at the zoo?
Yeah. It was so scary. I thought I was going to run for my life.
Well, good thing they were behind a glass, huh? Can we talk about how dragons might drink after a big meal?
They'll put their whole entire face into the water and drink as much water as they can.
How deeply do they submerge under the water?
Until they reach their eyeballs.
Yeah. Are they good swimmers?
Yeah, they can swim towards fish. Mm-hmm. On the shore. Mm-hmm. I already said that.
Yeah. And how about baby dragons?
They have to climb trees.
Yeah.
They can't swim. Uh-huh. They eat bugs.
Yes.
Eggs. Mm-hmm. Birds. Mm-hmm.
That's true. Baby dragons can climb branches and hang out there for safety reasons, right?
Yeah, because the big Komodo dragons would kill them.
That's right. And Komodo dragons, the adult ones, can they climb trees?
No. They're way too heavy. They're like twice the size and heaviness of a baby.
That's right. That's why it's safer for the baby dragons to climb up on branches and stay safe away from the other big Komodo dragons that might hunt
them. I'm scared of Komodo dragons.
Aww. You are always so fascinated about them. You always love to see them when we go to the zoos.
Yeah, but only behind glass. I'm scared of the Komodo dragon in real life.
Well, we're not going to visit Komodo Island then.
I see.
Okay, so how about during breeding season? When is breeding season?
May to July.
And what happens during the breeding season?
Males fight and...
Well, first let's talk about what happens with the female.
The female sprays a chemical, mm-hmm. a chemical scent. Mm-hmm.
And the males detect this chemical signal?
Uh-huh. And then the males fight. And the winner bites the female tenderly on the neck.
And mating happens? Mm-hmm. And when the female lays her eggs...
She digs a hole.
Okay, she digs a hole to incubate...
Her eggs.
Yeah. For how long before they hatch?
8 months. That is long.
That is long. Did you know how long you were in mommy's tummy before you were born? Longer than 8 months.
What?
Yeah.
9 months?
That's right. Wow. Almost 10 months, honey.
What?
You were born late.
Late.
Okay. So.
And Cambridge to say.
So when these babies grow up and become a full-size adult, how big are they?
10 feet long. That's twice as long as me.
And how much do they weigh?
300 pounds.
That is a lot.
How many are left?
Oh, you mean to ask how many Komodo dragons are left?
Yeah, how many Komodo dragons?
About 5,000. They used to be endangered, but now they are thriving at Komodo Island. Kai, do you have a joke for me?
Uh-huh. Why are dragons such good storytellers?
Why?
Because they have long tails. Thank you for listening. Have a Komodo dragon good time. Don't forget to subscribe wherever you listen to your podcast. And don't forget to send an animal joke.
Oh, Kai would like you to send in animal jokes for him. So if you would like to contribute an animal joke, please go to Kai's
KidCorner.com.
That's right, KaisKidCorner.com, and submit an animal joke. You can also go to the episode description, and there's a link to send Kai a voicemail. Thank you, and have an awesome day.
We love you.